everyone, and welcome to Wonderful World at Disney. I'm TheaterBound31, or Allison. And again, sadly, Audrey could not be here, but I got a guest judge. And our guest judge is Dylan Collins.
Or TheaterBound32. I'm changing my forum name right after this.
Oh, okay.
Because whenever there's a guest judge, the person that ends up getting eliminated blames the guest judge. So I'm going to change my forum name so nobody knows who I am after this.
So it'll be like everybody blaming me.
Yeah. Everybody blame Thanks. TheaterBound31, not TheaterBound32.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm here for.
I appreciate mm-hmm. it.
I thought you All were. Right.
So Dylan is here today. And he is going to help judge the main round, which is Why Disney Why? And contestants are still in pairs, and they had to sing a song that they thought Disney made a mistake either creating or taking out of a movie or anything. Just
This is a brilliant theme. Was this your theme or Audrey's?
I don't know.
That means it was Audrey's and you don't want to give her the credit. Which I understand. I'm glad she's not here.
Oh.
Rest well. Voice.
I knew you would bring something up about that.
No, I'm going to be nice. I'm excited.
All right. So, first up tonight are Melly and Musical.tastic. And their song is Shake It Up from the Disney Channel show Shake It Up. I think it's a theme song.
I've never heard this before.
I hadn't either before this, so. So we will listen to Melly and Musical.tastic.
Yay.
Don't knock waiting, don't knock waiting.
Let's go right now.
Gotta hit the ground dancing for the music slows down.
What I'm saying.
If there's something to fix,
take it to another level. This is the remix.
Everybody, get out on the floor.
It can get a little crazy
when the kick hits the floor.
Make a scene, nobody can ignore.
Don't knock it till you rock it, we can't take it no more.
Bring the lights up, bust the doors down. Dust yourself off, shake it up.
DJ, set it up, take it up a notch.
All together now, shake it up.
Break it down,
I got something to say. When you're dancing with me, it's like we go MIA. Make a scene, nobody can ignore.
Don't knock it till you're rocking,
we can't take it no more. Bring the lights up, bust the doors down. Dust yourself off, shake it up. DJ, set it up, take it up a notch. All together now, shake it up.
You gotta change it up, and if the day's not right, just brush it off all night. Put on your attitude, you're in the pocket mood.
And when you've had enough,
shake it up.
Bring the lights up, bust the door down. Dust yourself, I'll shake it up.
DJ, set it up, take it up a notch. All together now, shake it up.
Bring the lights up, lock the door down. Dust yourself, I'll shake it up.
DJ, set it up, take it up a notch. All together now, shake it up.
Shake it up.
That was Melly and Musicaltastic singing Shake It Up. Yeah. I've never heard this song before, and I don't know what the original sounds like, but I really like what you guys did. I really loved Melly's editing on this. I thought it sounded really cool. But yeah, I thought you guys did a really good job. I really, really like the energy you both put into it. But the very beginning, the first thing Melly said, I didn't think that sounded like anything like her. I didn't even think that was Melly.
I think it was Kesha.
It was Kesha?
I think they got Kesha to come guest on this chart.
Oh.
I think. Wow. That's what I heard.
Jeez, Melly, you should have told me about this.
Apparently Musicaltastic and Kesha are cousins, even though Kesha's not Asian. That's what I heard.
Well, they could still be related.
Yes.
Even though one's Asian.
Kesha was adopted by Musicaltastic's aunt and uncle. Mm-hmm. They're like the Asian Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, and they adopted Kesha from America, and then they moved to America, and then... So, yeah, that's how that worked.
That's interesting.
Here's what I feel like. I feel like Disney World could open a WWOD park because I heard they're thinking about a new park to open. That's what I heard.
They should.
And each of these can be a ride. So, like, this ride would be like Aerosmith's Rock and Roller Coaster, where you get in the get in the car and then... Melly and Musicaltastic just appear in, like, neon and are singing Shake It Up. That's what I think that this ride could be, the Shake It Up Melly, Musicaltastic, and Kesha ride.
I think so, too.
It's like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I love the energy on this. This is the greatest song I've ever heard in my life. I don't understand how it's a mistake. It's the greatest song I've ever heard. I thought the chorus part, the Shake It Up, was a little bit high for Melly, and the second verse wasn't completely synced with... when they were both singing over each other, they weren't right on the same spot, and it got a little distracting. And normally I like vocals panned a little bit, so it's easier to differentiate, but I feel like because musical had that effect on her voice, the panning wasn't needed. And because of that, and then the fact that they weren't both synced, it was a little iffy for me on the second chorus. But I'm an energy whore, and can I say whore on the show?
That's
fine. I'm an energy whore, and so for me, this was epic win. I also thought the singing was pretty good on this, like particularly the bridge. And typically, the energy level on a song like this drops towards the end, but I thought they both did a fantastic job of keeping up the energy. And this was an awesome start to the night, and I want to ride on the ride of...
the Shake It Up coaster.
The Shake It Up coaster. The Melly coaster. Musical coaster. That doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
The Melly Go Round. I like this a lot.
I do, too. So, next up are Temporary Butterfly and Blackjack.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. Their song is very interesting. They decided to do Following the Leader from Peter Pan.
They don't like that song?
I think it's a fun song.
It is a fun song, and I'll bet they'll make it fun.
Hopefully.
I hope so.
We'll see.
Following the leader, the leader. We're following the leader, wherever he may go. Tee-dum, tee-dee, a tiddly-dum tee-day. Tee-dum, tee-dee, it's part of the game we play. Tee-dum, tee-dee, the words are easy to say. Just a tiddly-dum, a tiddly-do tee-day. Tee-dum, tee-dee, a tiddly-do tee-dum. For one, for all, and all of us are for fun. We march in line and follow the other one with a tiddly-do, a tiddly-da, tee-dum. Following the leader, the leader, the leader. We're following the leader wherever he may go. We're out to fight the engines, the engines, the engines. We're out to fight the engines because you told us so. Tee-dum, tee-dee, a tiddly-do tee-day. We march along
and these are the words we say. Tee-dum, tee-dee, a tiddly-doodly-day. Oh, a tiddly-dum, a tiddly-doodly-day. Oh, a tiddly-dum, a tiddly-doodly-day.
Indians!
Alright, that was Temporary Butterfly and Blackjack. They're fun songs.
It was a fun song. Why is this a bad song? It makes me sad now.
I hope they didn't give an explanation of whether they liked it or didn't, but I'm hoping you guys like it because I think it's a fun song.
Theater Round 31 thinks it's a fun song, and so should you.
Yeah.
So this ride, it's a walking tour of Neverland, kind of like the Swiss Family Treehouse. But then there's different scenes on the walls of this cave you walk through where this music is piped in, and it's like scenes like Blackjack and Temp playing Leapfrog and Tag. And then at the end it gets a little dark because they start scalping Indians, but then at the end it all works out because the Indians turn out they were just Kesha.
So it's okay to scalp Kesha.
Yeah. That'd be okay.
Okay.
If Kesha was on this show, she would not be this far. Everybody on the show is better than Kesha.
Yeah.
Except you. I mean, except Audrey.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it? So, did you love it?
I liked this. There are a few minor things. I really liked your guys' energy in this. It made it really fun, and this is a fun song anyway. So, But there are a few things. I thought a lot of the times, I don't know if it was just how I'm listening to it, but Blackjack was louder than Temp at a lot of parts. And the only parts that I could really, really hear Temp was, like, her silly part.
Mm-hmm.
And the whistling was interesting.
Who did the whistling?
I don't know.
I like the whistling.
That was
my favorite
whistling.
Part of the song.
And then they said, like, instead of Indians, they said engines.
Yeah, this is a racist song. The term is Native Americans now. Do they say engines in the Peter Pan one?
I don't remember them saying engines.
I don't either.
But he said Indians at the end.
Well, maybe they were doing the lyrics. You can't fault them for doing the lyrics.
I don't know. And then Temp had a lisp bit apart, which made me laugh.
There were certain parts of Temp when she was singing behind Blackjack.
Yeah.
When something with her mic, it was topping or something, and like the very high parts were like kept sticking out in a bad way for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that they did a good job of syncopating their voices like with each other, so it was like the opposite of what was going on with Musical and Melly's. Like I thought they did a good job of singing with each other on that beat.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it. I don't know how you guys decide who goes home on the show because everybody's so good.
Yeah, and normally we have two people, but we only decide on one tonight.
You normally kick off two people?
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are hardcore.
But tonight only one because someone dropped.
Let's kick off Audigo lightly and then not kick anybody. Who dropped?
Animated 93.
No!
Okay, yeah.
I don't even want to talk about that anymore. I like this
right.
a lot.
I did too. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next up are Soyala and Javon M.
Nice.
Yeah. And their song is If I Never Knew You, the deleted song from
Pocahontas.
Okay,
this is a horrible song. I agree with you guys on this one.
They actually said they liked this song.
Well, I disagree with you. It's a horrible song.
I like this song, Dylan.
I don't like it.
Well,
Mel Gibson is not a good singer.
What?
Mel Gibson is not a good singer.
He sang this?
Didn't he?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe I'm wrong. Anyway, I'm ready to listen.
Okay, here's Soyala and Javon M.
If I never knew If I never felt this love, I would have no inkling of how precious life can be. If I never held you, I would never have a clue how at last I'd find in you the missing part of me. In this world so full of fear, full of rage and lies, I can see the truth so clear in your eyes. So dry your eyes, and I'm so grateful to you. I'd have lived my whole life through, lost forever, if I never knew you.
I thought our love would be so beautiful, somehow we'd make the whole world bright. I never knew that fear and hate could be so strong. All they'd leave us were these whispers in the night. But still my heart is saying we were right. For if I never
There's
knew
no moment
you,
I
if
regret,
I never
since
knew
the moment
love,
that
I
we
would
met.
Have no inkling
Our time
of
has gone
how precious
too fast. I'm so grateful to you. I'd have lived my whole life through, empty as the sky,
never knowing why,
lost forever,
if
I
Alright, that was Soyala and Javon M. I like this song, Dylan, okay?
This is a horrible, horrible song.
I like this song. And they chose it because they liked it, too.
Well, they have horrible taste. So this is like that, it's like a nice slow boat ride, and it's like you're going through Virginia. And then I'm seeing Soyala sitting up in a tree with a flowing dress, and Javon M. is like kneeling with his arm outstretched singing to her. That's what this ride is. It's like it's a small world.
Oh, God.
There's no line for it. No offense to Jam and Soyala, but there's no line for your
small ride. World is a horrible ride, that's why.
Well, this would also be a horrible ride, but not because of the singing. For me, vocally, this is my favorite so far. Soyala always shocks me when she goes all like classical sounding, because she's like this hardcore World of Warcraft player with mayonnaise in her hair, and she's like this big dork. But when she goes classical, she's so good. And this Javon M. character is like, wow, I've not heard him before. And a lot of these classical singers, they get so focused on being all hoity-toity and singing with their fancy singing notes that they forget to emote. But these two are clearly in love. I think following two really upbeat songs to hold our attention, this had to be great and had to be really emotionally powerful, and I think that it was. And you made me not hate the song as much.
But you still hated it.
I do still hate the song, but I like their performance.
Well, I love this song, and I loved what you guys did. I thought you two sounded great. And you haven't heard Javon M before?
No.
Like, oh my gosh.
I don't think he's on any other shows.
Yeah, I don't think he is. But do you know how old he is?
I have no idea.
He's 16.
Okay. Soyala, if you are in love with Javon M., we need to have a talk. I hope you don't allow that on the show.
No.
So, Allie, you need to really calm down a little bit.
But, yeah, I thought you two sounded great.
You know what it is, though, Theater Man? Sometimes you get a duet. Sometimes it's hard to connect with a duet partner and make it sound like you're in the same place. And these two really did a good job of, like, connecting in the song. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They sounded really connected. I really like this a lot.
Yeah, I loved this so much.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
Wow.
I loved it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job, Lady and Javon. Lady and Teenager.
So, next up.
What did you love about it? Did you love it? What did you love about this?
I don't want to sound creepy, but I've said this to him before. I think Javon M's voice is sexy.
Nice.
I've told him that before. I don't know if that... He doesn't
he
like that, but
Bieber
I say that
He's the Bieber of the show.
He's the Bieber of the show?
He is the Justin Bieber of WWOD.
But I don't like Justin Bieber's voice.
Well, there are worse people that could be your creepy stalker than Theater Bound 31. So, at least it's not Audrey.
There are creepier people than me. But yeah, I just really like this. I think their voices are so good.
Yeah, they sounded really good together.
Yeah. So, next is Dirksies. And she sang When There Was You and Me from High School Musical.
Okay, I like this song. It's my secret shame.
Oh my god. Okay, well, Dylan, we'll have to talk about that.
I'm excited.
So, yeah. What kind of ride would she have?
I have to hear the song first. I can't just say the ride. I have to close my eyes and envision it.
Well, since you love this song so much, I figured you...
Well, I have to hear her interpretation of it first.
Okay, well, here is Dirksies.
It's funny when you find yourself looking from the outside. I'm standing here, but all I want is to be over there. Why did I let myself believe miracles could happen? 'Cause now I have to pretend that I don't really care. I thought you were my fairy tale, my dream when I'm not sleeping, a wish upon a star that's coming true. But everybody else could tell that I confuse my feelings with the truth when there was me and you. I knew the melody that I heard you singing, and when you smiled you made me feel like I could sing along. But then you went to change the words. Now my heart is empty. I'm only left with used to be's and once upon a song. Now I know you're not a fairy tale, and dreams are meant for sleeping, and wishes on a star just don't come true. 'Cause now even I can tell that I confuse my feelings with the truth, because I like the view when there was me and you. I can't believe that I could be so blind. It's like you were floating while I was falling, and I didn't mind, because I like the view I thought you felt it too. When there was me and you.
That was Dirksies with her High School Musical song.
I'm going to call this When There Was Not, When There Was Me and Not You. Poor thing had to sing by herself.
No, I was so upset for her. And she got immunity this week.
Oh, she's immune?
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. This would be a one-seat ride. Only one person can ride this at a time. They tell you at the start of the line it's a two-person ride. You get up there and it's like, oops, sorry, you only have one person. Deal with it. The hardest thing on a duet show is when your partner drops, like, last minute. I don't know if it was last minute, but when they drop on you.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
I can tell you have an awesome voice. I don't think this was the song to show it off, so I'm blaming Animated 93, the well-known High School Musical fan. He probably picked the song and then dropped on you. It's hard to pick a duet song and then, like, have your partner drop, because, like, you have to sing the whole song, and then maybe parts of it you couldn't sing. And then there were parts where you sounded unsure. Like, because I like The View, you came in kind of timid. And I don't know, I didn't feel like this person's smile made you feel like you could sing along. I just didn't get the emotion from this one. What did you think?
Yeah, Dirksies, you have a really pretty voice. I just don't think this was the right song. There were parts that were obviously too high for you, and parts that you were a little off and unsure of. But I think you did a good job. There were just, I think this song was too high for you, not the right song for you.
I'm glad you got immunity, because, again, it's really hard when your partner drops on you. That's happened to me before, I think, and it's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you have the immunity. I hope you come back next week and make whoever dropped on you sorry that they dropped on you with your amazingness.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll get Kesha next week.
Kesha is not going to be on the show.
I forgot that I had the Kesha theme in the rides, and now it's like, never mind.
No, it's not Kesha theme.
I know, I forgot.
Oh. So, we have one more.
Do we?
Yes, one more pair.
All right.
The last pair is Skywish and Genesis.
Nice.
Yeah, and their song is the We Are Siamese, If You Please.
Okay.
From Lady and the Tramp.
This is the best song in the whole movie. What's wrong with you two? It might be mildly racist, but it's the best song in the entire movie.
Sky said this song scared her. That's what she said.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, this is a scary song.
It is.
You're a creepy little cat.
They are. All cats are creepy, though.
My kitty's not.
Your kitty is creepy. When a dog, okay, when a dog doesn't like you, it growls at you and it lets you know it doesn't like you. But when a cat doesn't like you, it pretends it likes you and lets you pet it, and then it randomly claws at your hand. I used to have a cat that could open doors and it was effing terrifying.
What?
It would jump up, grab the door handle somehow, and turn the doorknob, and it was scary.
My cat doesn't do that. I think your cat is special.
No, I don't. I'm scared to listen.
All right, here are Skywish and Genesis.
We are Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please. Now we're looking over our new domicile. If we like, we stay for maybe quite a while. Thing swimming round and round?
Yes. Maybe we could reach on in and make it drown.
Oh.
If we're sticking up upon it carefully,
There
will be a head for you and a tail for me.
Thank you.
hear what I hear?
A baby cry. Where are we finding baby? There are milk nearby.
If we look in baby buggy, there could be
plenty milk for you, and maybe some for me.
And that was Skywish and Genesis with their cat impressions.
So, this one is like Splash Mountain. There are different scenes where Sky and Genesis are dressed like the cats and the musical cats. And in one, they're overhead, like pushing a Ming vase down onto you. And then in another one, they have their paws dangling into the water trying to catch a fish.
Sounds like an interesting ride.
Yeah, and at the end, Kesha pushes you and you go over the big waterfall.
Oh.
Yes.
This one has Kesha in
Musical
it.
Tastic's cousin Kesha pushes you over the waterfall.
So, I thought this was very interesting. It really made me laugh. I loved your guys' little Asian kitty accents. The cat noises made me laugh. I thought you guys did a really good job with like the energy and stuff with this. I don't know. It just really made me laugh like the whole entire time.
Yeah, you guys did a good job with this one. Like, I don't know how you're... this is a hard night. Everybody was good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the, like... Yeah, I like the way that Sky was talking with, like, a... I liked her cat voice. And I thought you guys sounded really good when you were singing together as well. I don't know. I just enjoyed this whole thing. It was very... It felt, like, very finished and very well produced.
And JC had a very high voice in this.
Yes. He has a high, crazy kitty voice. I liked this one a lot.
I did too. So.
I don't know how. Yeah, everybody was so good.
I know. It's going to be hard. Oh
my God. Yeah. Can we eliminate Kesha?
But she's not on the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm not letting her on the show.
Are you still
show.
Recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have nothing. I mean, it was good. I don't know what else to say. It was really good.
Yeah.
I have no idea, like, how to. It's everybody was good.
Okay. Well, we will figure someone out.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. And we're back. Dylan and I have thought of scores and put them together and everything. I won't say who got what scores. If you guys want to know your scores, you can do like we have before. You can message me and I'll tell you your scores. So we're just going to say who the lowest group was. Since Animated 93 did drop, we will only be eliminating one person. So then after this round, we will have 8 people. So the group with the lowest score was Temporary, Butterfly, and Blackjack.
Aww.
It's upsetting.
I know.
And so, thought about it and everything. And the person that we are eliminating is Temp.
Sorry.
Sorry, Temp. That's upsetting.
Do you, like, explain why they were the bottom or, like, No.
Not really. Okay. No. But yeah. I'm sorry, Temp. I like Temp.
Sorry, Temp.
I'm gonna miss you. But yeah. So now we'll make it happy again. Next week. You guys are no longer in pairs anymore.
Yay!
You all are on your own.
I'll bet they are relieved to hear that because that's one of the things the contestants tell me is they don't like working in the pairs. Well, some of them do.
Hmm.
I'll bet you're happy to be solo. Now people like Animated 93 can't mess you over if they drop on you. Or Kesha.
Well, Kesha's not going to be on this show.
Let's hope not.
She's never going to be on this show.
Let's hope.
Even if Musical.tastic begs, I am still not letting her on.
Musical.tastic, I'm sorry that Theater Bound hates your family. What did Kesha ever do to you?
We don't need to talk about
that. Okay.
So, next week, you all, yeah, will be on your own. The immunity, I will send out emails tonight with everything.
Is it Kesha?
No.
Okay.
Kesha's not Disney.
It would be awesome if you had a Kesha immunity. I think I would like to hear Javon M. and JC duet a Kesha song.
Ooh.
As cats.
As cats.
Yep. I think they should have immunity where they have to sing a Kesha song as a Disney character of their choice. Okay.
Well, that's not...
I want to hear Jafar sing Wake Up in the Morning Feeling Like P. Diddy.
Oh my god. I want to hear Snow White sing one of those songs.
Me too. I want to hear them all.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
I want to hear Mufasa sing.
I think Javon M. could pull off Mufasa.
I think so too. I want to hear Oogie Boogie sing it.
Ooh. Well, that just my Animated 93 sing.
I don't want to hear that name because he left poor Dirksies all alone. I hope he had a good excuse.
I've been recommending characters to people, but like Blackjack, I told him he should do Peter Pan.
I would. But exactly, he should do Peter Pan. And Dirksies should be Pinocchio.
I always tell Dirksies that she reminds me, if you hear her speaking voice, mm-hmm. she sounds like Dory from Finding Nemo.
Does she?
Yeah.
Who's Melly?
Melly? I don't know. We always call her our villainess.
Melly is Scar.
Scar?
No, what's the female lion from Simba's Pride? Is it Kiara or Kovu? I'm probably wrong.
Kovu is the guy.
Never mind. Whatever. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm making a fool of myself.
So yeah. Well, their immunity next week is Mix Match Made in Disney Heaven. So they had to select an acting scene and a song that seem to fit each other but are from different movies.
Nice.
Yeah. And then for the main round next week is Disney Mania. Do you know what that is, Zoe?
Is it the CD compilations?
Yes.
See, I know what I'm talking about.
So yeah, that's going to be their main round.
That will be an epic round. I'm excited.
Yes. So, that was our show. And thank you, Dylan, for guest judging.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to listen to Musical Tastic and Melly's song again.
It's a fun song.
It is.
So, thank you all for listening, and we will see you next week.